Whenever I go home and visit my parents, they live up in Wilmington, invariably you get the farm report, meaning Dad walks you around the yard, which he's converted into a garden, the whole thing, and you get an update on all the plants. So how everything's doing, where it's at, what the past struggles have been, you know, how many slugs he's collected this past week, you know, hunting them in the night, all of that. And he sets out a little stand there in front. You know, it's in on a city street, basically, there in Wilmington. He sets out a little stand. In the spring, he sells the plants, you know, and as things get ripe, he puts out the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the onions, whatever, and has a little can there where people drop in the money. So I don't think he ever gets as much money as he sells produce, but, you know, he just likes to do it. As a retired person, he decided also then to take a class in gardening and horticulture so he could be a master gardener and to study all of that. He's always gardened, but he thought he would take a series of courses to become a master gardener. And he's always been prolific in gardening in terms of the amount of plants that he'll put out. So let's say in the spring, he'll start 1,500 tomato plants. You know, one seed at a time. And that's just the tomato plants. And maybe 1,000 of something else. So his winter months, late winter, taken up with sitting in the basement, putting seeds in, you know, a little dirt pot. And he's always thinking about this stuff. It reminds me of the fact, and he's a continual witness to the fact, that if you want to know anything about tomatoes, you have to study. So he spent his lifetime studying tomatoes in a certain sense. I mean, he knows about tomatoes, the temperature they germinate at, the right soil conditions to have them germinate in this much time, how to grow them under a lamp. He knows all kinds of stuff about tomatoes because he constantly reads about tomatoes. On top of the study, he also puts in the time, day after day, especially in certain seasons, he's there. Working the tomatoes, working the other plants, giving his time and energy to making a garden grow. There's a discipline to tomatoes. There's a body of knowledge that you have to know if you're going to grow good tomatoes. And then there's a discipline of commitment, of effort that's put in so that it can actually happen. And it actually forms what you might call its own discipline. Everything in life is that way. Anything worth doing. If you want to cook well, there's a discipline to cooking well. There's a body of knowledge. You have to know how certain things cook. It's beyond just knowing how to measure, right? It's what to put in the pot first, to stir in, stir slowly, simmer, boil, all of that stuff, and to have a sense of this is how this works together. There's a body of knowledge, but then you have to put in the time. Whether it be cooking, whether it be sowing, whether it be the job you do, whether it be the yard that you keep and take care of, everything that we do as human beings, if we're to do it well at all, we have to become familiar with the body of knowledge that pertains to that. And we have to put in the time. And it is an unforgiving discipline that is not open to simply our desire and our taste and our whims. If you think tomato plants should grow because you so desire that they should grow without water or in arid conditions, you won't get tomatoes. It's that simple. If you overwater them and you watch them turn yellow, you won't get tomatoes. It's that simple. If you don't protect them from the deer, you won't get a plant or the tomato, right? So there's a set body and what we might call an objective body of reality that you can't get around. You have to be disciplined by it. And conform yourself to that reality if you're to reap the fruit of the effort that you put into it. It's that simple. It's the same with the faith. We like to think that our walk with the Lord is pretty much predicated on how we walk with the Lord. You know, I'm on the golf course on Sunday mornings, that's my prayer time. I've heard that 100 times. No, it's not. Because the Lord didn't say, play a good 9 and I'm right behind you. Right? And the Lord didn't say that. Nowhere in the gospel does the Lord say, you know, if you really are just nice to people, nice all the time, that'll be enough. No, that's not the discipline. What we know from the Lord is that He gives us instruction through the scriptures and through the church. He says, here's the body of knowledge. If you want to know who I am, and if you want to conform your heart and your life to the reality, to the truth, then you'll come to some knowledge of this. As young kids, we were taught to study the catechism, the little catechism, right? And you learn these basic truths of the faith, and they began to form your mind in the fact that what the Lord teaches us isn't up to us. It's not our whim and not our desire that's important. It's the Lord revealing the reality, the truth, the discipline of walking in the truth. And then throughout our life, we practice that, and we're told to practice that, and we're disciplined by it. It challenges us. And as St. Paul says, sometimes this discipline seems as a burden because it reproves us. It doesn't bend to our will, right? And we practice it week in and week out. We come to Mass because the Lord said, do this in memory of me. The Lord said, if you do not eat my body and drink my blood, you do not have life within you. So the church gathers every Sunday, and we are disciplined by the Lord. We come to know the truth that the Lord has taught us, and we practice it. We give our time, our effort, ourselves. We invest in that, and we are formed by it. In our gospel today, there are those who say, Lord, Lord, we ate with you, we heard you teach. We heard you preach, but the Lord says, I don't know where you come from. Those are the people who walk down the road, reach over the fence, and grab your tomato, right? So they eat a tomato now and then, and you might even give them a couple, but they know nothing about tomatoes. They never planted one, they never tended one, and they don't know, and they're not disciplined by it. That's our faith. We work and till the soil. We know the seeds the Lord has planted, and we hope in the fruit, the promise that He's given us. So today, as we celebrate this Eucharist, we receive the fruit of the cross, what the Lord Himself planted here on earth, staked to the ground, and which continually yields its fruit that we partake in. But the Lord does that in the hope that we will allow ourselves to be disciplined by it, by the reality that we encounter here.